Because geometry is not a country somewhere near France. I was 14, and it was my first day of high school. I was happy about that. And I was most especially excited about my first geometry class. Yep, I have to admit that isosceles triangles make me feel hormonal. Most guys, no matter what age, get excited about curves and circles, but not me. Don't get me wrong. I like girls and their curves, and I really like women and their curvier curves. I spend hours in the bathroom with a magazine that has 1,000 pictures of naked movie stars. Naked woman plus right hand equals happy, happy, joy, joy. Yep, that's right. I admit that I masturbate. I'm proud of it. I'm good at it. I'm ambidextrous. If there were a professional masturbators league, I'd get drafted number one and make millions of dollars. And maybe you're thinking, well, you really shouldn't be talking about masturbation in public. Well, tough. I'm gonna talk about it because everybody does it and everybody likes it. And if God hadn't wanted us to masturbate, then God wouldn't have given us thumbs. So I thank God for my thumbs. But the thing is, no matter how much time my thumbs and I spend with the curves of imaginary women, I am much more in love with the right angles of buildings. When I was a baby, I'd crawl under my bed and snuggle into a corner to sleep. I just felt warm and safe leaning into two walls at the same time. When I was 8, 9, and 10, I slept in my bedroom closet with the door closed. I only stopped doing that because my big sister Mary told me that I was just trying to find my way back into my mother's womb. That ruined the whole closet thing. Don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against my mother's womb. I was built in there after all, so I have to say that I am pro-womb. But I have zero interest in moving back home, so to speak. My sister is good at ruining things. After high school, my sister just froze. Didn't go to college, didn't get a job, didn't do anything. Kinda sad, I guess. But she is also beautiful and strong and funny. She is the prettiest and strongest and funniest person who ever spent 23 hours a day alone in a basement. She is so crazy and random that we call her Mary Runsaway. I'm not like her at all. I am steady. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about school.